and my back girls are in the back rooms. Lord, Bodeo.
And I'm that demon that snatches your prolapse anus, Feliciano De Haro.
And this is Confusing Conversations. And what kind of conversations we had today, Feliciano?
We talked about the infamous, the beautiful, the alleged.
Oh, my God.
My pussy.
I didn't think it was going to take that turn.
No, we talk about today about the black rooms. They're dark.
The back rooms.
The back rooms. They're dark. They're mysterious. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Once you pass level 4, you'll see me making my rent money. Just take a left. Take a hard left. Take a hard right. Mm-hmm. Don't look back.
Give money.
Give money. Shit. I'm the toll. I'm the toll troll, and you have to pay the toll to get to the next room.
Yes.
And the toll money is a giant penis.
Oh.
So if you don't have if you don't have that, you're already dead. R.I.P.
They are already dead.
Already gone. Deceased.
Mm-hmm. But you'll get to hear more about that if you just keep listening.
Bye.
Don't leave.
Girl. Oh, no.
You are now listening to Confusing Conversations. Okay.
Hello. How are you?
I think we did that at the same time. Maybe, maybe not.
I hope so. I truly hope so. But, so, Lauren, yes. How are you doing today?
I'm doing...
Oh.
Below average. I'm doing like a C minus right now.
She's doing a C minus. She's barely getting by. She's not failing.
Yeah.
But she
I am, but. Oh.
But she got Quizit. She got the life edition of Quizit.
Mm-hmm.
And she is fucking.
But I can't, for some reason, I can't remember the password.
But she can't remember the password. Damn. That's fully a tragic right there.
Yeah. But enough about me. How are you?
I'm doing well. You know, people are here. People are getting older. People are dying.
I know what you like, what we were talking about before we pressed the button to play. It got me all down. I was like, damn, we are getting older. But
we are. Lauren,
but
I was
at the same time. It's like, we're not like, Lauren, we're only 20, almost finishing out our 20 years of our
life. I'm already finished my 20 years.
Well, yeah.
Bitch.
Yeah. Well, you're going to hit the big 3-0.
The big 30-30. For that, we're going to do a...
30 and flirty.
We're going to do a satanic ritual in which I'm going to sacrifice a lamb. Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to bathe in its blood to give me another 10 years on my face.
Oh. Honestly, Feliciano, you have a very young, youthful face. So
thank
I don't know
you.
What you're talking
it's,
about.
You know what it is? It's that it's my hands, though, Lauren. Have you ever seen that shit where like the women's who get touched by an angel, like their facial hair snatches, but when you see them hands, they're like Crypt Keeper hands. I look at my hands. No, they look okay, but when my hands get a little dry, I look at them and I'm like,
well, that's everybody's hands,
bitch.
You know?
Bitch, no, but Lauren,
if we were talking about them toes, then
oh,
I
bitch. Listen,
oh, no,
I'm going to do a
to
zombie. I'm going to do a blood sacrifice just for my feet.
Mm-hmm.
Just for my feet. That's where it goes, Lauren. It doesn't hit my face. Doesn't hit my hands. Mm-hmm. The age shows on my feet.
Is it? It's going to be more like a pill.
It's going to be.
Sorry,
I need some.
If I didn't show up on the screen, my mom was trying to call me right now.
I need
like
some
trying not to end it.
Antifungal medication to give my feet back their youth.
Yeah, it is what it is.
Mm-hmm. But Lauren, I was driving down the street, and it just hit me. It just hit me, Lauren.
Yeah.
You know, like when you were little, and you were watching like Real World, and you were watching Road Rules and The Challenge, and you're watching Flavor of Love, and you're looking at all the older people, and you're like, wow. You know, this
the
is
Jersey Shore.
The Jersey Shore. And then I just realized I'm that age, Lauren. I am the Jersey Shore.
Yeah.
I am fighting
contestants
Pumpkin.
Are like in their later 20s.
I am fighting Pumpkin on national television because she spit on me.
Yeah, and I am pumpkin.
And you are pumpkin spinning on me, exactly. And I am just whooping your ass.
You remember being in your living room when that moment happened?
Lauren, let me tell you, Lauren, there are some times where I'm just like taking a shower. Like I'm fully naked, just lathering my body, and it just hits, and it just like war flashback, it just hits me. And I'm like, did you motherfucking spit on me? And I just do the whole, I do the whole thing. And I just, Lauren, I can see that, I can close my eyes and I can see the glob of spit flying me across too. And just hitting New York it's in the seared. Face. It's and her just fucking getting her and speaking. Shoving her to that camera.
Yeah.
Oh. And she told Flavor, she said, let me just go whip her ass. He said no. And then for a brief moment, he not here. She said, thank you. And she's about to go whip her ass.
I feel like reality TV was always as messiest in the early 2000s. And I love moments like that.
I feel like reality TV started in the 2000s. Like,
oh, yeah, for sure.
Like, it was like definitely I felt like New York, if we had Instagram and all that, she would have been like a global like star.
Oh yeah,
she would have been. She was pretty popular. Crazy popular. I feel she like, got like three MySpace spinoffs. And, oh. Have you seen New York Goes to Work?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've seen that one.
She'd be singing outside. And she said, "Is it really worth? Is it really worth $10,000?" She's smoking a cigarette, and she goes, "Hell yeah."
Yeah, no, that one was funny, and then also the like, I like watching The Simple Life with Paris Hilton and Nicole Richie, and they. They would put them to work and be like, so it would be the nastiest ass jobs, and the, you know, Paris being like, that's hot. And it's like, yeah,
I remember one, they're like fucking packaging sausage and they're grinding it, and she's making the sausage and she's like, not hot. And they're like fucking just being like butchered and turning to sausage. It was, oh my god, Lauren, I remember Janice Dickinson's model agency. She made that for the gays. Because
I don't remember
every single episode was just naked men. And I was just like, Lauren, I had a VHS tape. And that was part of my spank bank on that VHS. That VHS tape. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
You know when they say TMI? This is a bit TMI.
Nah, it's fine. It's fine. It's fine. I think we reached TMI five years ago.
The first day of our
relationship.
Well, I was going to say of our podcast, but yes, that's the first day of our relationship also.
Yeah, because I looked at you and I was like, Lauren, my pussy's bleeding. And you're like, well,
I was like, I have a tampon.
You're like, wait, let me check. And then you stick your fingers in my pussy. Mm-hmm. And then you took them out and you were like, oh my God, it is bleeding. And I said, oh my God, what do we do? And you're like, I don't know. Ah.
Allegedly, I cannot say that did or did not happen. Mm-hmm. But yeah. I did have a tampon for that, but anyways, we're not talking about that today. What are we talking about?
We are talking about the spooky, ookie dookie, kooky looky.
I feel like that's our brand.
That's our
brand. It's been our brand.
It's been our brand
since. Go back to spooky, ookie, kooky time.
It's been our brand since day one. Mm-hmm. Real quick, Lauren, I went to this one store and I saw this present. I got you a present.
Oh, no.
But you're not getting it to your birthday or Christmas.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm that bitch who shops like months in advance. Mm-hmm. So if I'm walking down the street, if I'm walking down the store and I see something, I'm gonna snatch it and get it for them and save
That's
it. So I got you this thing. And Lauren, let me tell you something. You're gonna gag when you see it.
I gag every time.
your ovaries are gonna fall from your vagina.
Every time I answer a phone call from you. And you're always like, I have a surprise for you, but I will not show you it until X amount of dates are up. And then I'm like, and you're like, you're going to be gagged. I'm already gagged.
Every time you're gagged. Lauren, you're literally, when you say you're gagged, when I saw it, I was gagged.
I'm going to believe God is real.
Oh.
That's a bit TMI.
That's a bit too much. She ain't that gagged. You know, right. She ain't that gagged. She understands the wizard behind the curtain, okay?
Oh.
She's not that gay. but we're talking about scary stuff. Lauren, would you like to go first? Mainly because I still need to look up my scary stuff.
Sure. Let me pull up mine. So, Feliciano is doing, I guess, more spooky. I would say mine is more in the realm of creepy, disturbing.
Okay.
A bit unhinged.
Uh-huh.
A little unlawful, but chaotically interesting.
Okay.
I said a bunch of words that meant nothing.
You did.
But have you ever heard of the Backrooms?
Honey, Feliciano? That's where I make all my rent money.
I know. It's so funny because when I start to describe these back rooms, it is exactly the place you would be making your money at.
Oh, just a cold, dark.
You're not wrong.
Cold, dark room.
So you've never heard about it? It's like an internet phenomenon.
Here's the thing on that, Lauren. Mm-hmm. That to me, hold on, I'm going to pour me my mixed drink. Hold on.
Oh, no. That him having a an answer to my question to be like, wait one second. Oh, the ASMR of it all.
Let me put the microphone to the
ASMR to it all. Girl, go piss. Oh,
like
so you
I
already
mixed.
Oh, you already mixed it together?
She's mixed. She's ready. She's chilled.
Oh, I love that.
And we're just pouring her. I feel like that's in the realm of aliens for me, the dark rooms, and I don't fuck with that.
The dark rooms.
I don't fuck with that.
Back rooms.
Oh, the back rooms. I'm sorry. The dark rooms. Back. The back rooms. It's the same shit. It's in the line with aliens, and I don't fuck with that. I don't like talking about. I feel like when you talk about aliens, aliens come.
Oh. Yeah, it's kind of is that eeriness that it. I don't know. I think eerie and creepy things last longer, or the strange, you know, very uncanny valley type of stuff stays with you. And this backroom stuff, it creeps me out. Like every time I watch it, even though I know it's not real, but then I'm kind of like gagged.
Well, no,
like,
because sometimes
I also
be
want to see a movie of this.
Because sometimes I'd be like seeing some of that shit and I'll be like, this sounds too real. I can't fuck with this. Like, no, girl, like, they just get into detail, and I'm like.
Well, some of the stuff isn't exactly.
I don't know if it's the Pirate Bay. I don't know if it's the lack of sleep. But when I be hearing them stories, I'm like, girl, the fuck?
Well, let me tell you the Wikipedia definition of this theory, okay? So one of the most well-known examples of the internet aesthetic of liminal spaces, which depicts usually busy locations as an unnatural empty. So, like, imagine a mall. I don't know if you've seen those pictures of, like, mall spaces where it shows, like, the escalators, but it's empty, and it kind of gives a bit of, like, the 2000s vibes, but, like, also banked up mall. Like, there's things there, but not people there, you know? So those kind of spaces. The back rooms were first described as a maze of empty office rooms that can only be entered by no clicking out of reality. That's what they call it. So when you clip out of reality, you would go into this type of reality, which is the back rooms. And there's been like some videos that I've seen on it on TikTok, and it shows like one of the most famous ones. I don't remember exactly when it like came out, so this is all allegedly, so you look into it more. I only know my extent of what I remember in my brain. But anyways, it's like a video of this, like, it sounds like a girl. She's like recording on a VHS.
And she's like, do you smell that? Do you smell that? Something's burning my pussy.
Oh, my God. I thought you were going to say, did y'all hear that, guys? I'm really scared. And it's like the girl farting.
Do you but, hear that, guys? No, she goes, she goes, oh my God, did you hear that? I'm so scared.
It was a ghost.
She's a queen.
Yes. But so the girl is like recording with
bitch,
the
that was like 20 years ago.
Huh?
That was like 20 years ago, bitch.
Was that? It felt like it was yesterday. I'm just kidding. But yeah, like she's recording on VHS. She like clips out of reality. She like falls through the floor, basically. But it looks weird because she falls through the floor. And then she's like holding the camcorder. But she's looking up. And it's like the ceiling of the back rooms now. Like wherever she fell into, it was a room. And it looks like office spaces, but kind of not even office spaces. You know how, have you ever seen like Roblox? Like the way Roblox, like any games of Roblox?
Yes, yes, like the blocks and all that.
Yeah, like it's like hallways and just like that. Like it just, that's the vibe I get from the back rooms. But anyways, that girl falls and there, I've never seen like the actual whole full storyline of it, but I've seen like some of them, and like they turn into different things. Like you'll go into one room and there's supposed to be levels, so if you get out of the first level, it takes you to the next level, and you're supposed to go through each level until you are able to get out of the back rooms.
But isn't it like a continuous like loop? Like there is no ending. That's the whole point of the black of the, is it the dark room, the back room?
The back rooms, yes. Uh-huh. That's like the point of it. Like you could go all the way until you get out, but then like even when you think it's reality, it kind of makes you question it, because it's like, is this reality or not? Like you went through so much psychological like pain to get out of there that it's not. And I've seen people play it on Minecraft. Like there's a Minecraft back room, and that shit looks scary too. It's like. Each level is like scary situations, like, and they're all like weirdly themed to whatever it is. Like, there's a Hello Kitty room.
Like, girl, is that you entering the back rooms? You know what I'm trying to say? Because then it gets me thinking like that. Like once you start fucking with that shit, like once you start playing with it, are you in there now?
Yeah.
Girl, no.
And they look pretty odd. I'm gonna try to screenshot this and send you this picture of it. Right now, because so you're gonna see your picture in the thing, but they are very creepy. Like this is the main back rooms that people tend to talk about or
yes, like this type of shit.
Yeah, and it's very creepy because too, there's also, which I maybe on next episode, depending too, if you know, y'all guys are always welcome to comment if y'all want us to do certain things. But I had also put or seen or like read into YouTube stuff of like the back rooms. But there's also like this category of monsters. They're called like
I was about to ask, isn't there monsters involved with the back rooms?
Yeah, they're like there's category or number of certain kind of like creatures. And supposedly there's a whole like theory behind it that like there's this location that guards them and like studies these creatures, and they're pretty cool. I feel like you would like it a lot, honestly. Even though it sounds like crazy, some of the designs or you know the things of them, the entities, these creatures, but to be put in those situations where you have to like, you know, go and get out of these back rooms or whatever, or I mean at that point, because it's like, yeah, I could stay here, stay put, but like also it's fucked. Like, might as well, you know, venture out and see if you can get help. But there is, like, those monsters and stuff, and they look scary and terrifying and creepy.
Girl, no. I was going to ask, do you think that the background, because that
but
is...
But it's, I will say, you know, with, because I already see the scaredness in your eyes, okay? The Backrooms is an online, legend. It's originated through creepypastas in 2019, I'm reading.
And you right know now, and you know, I live like Little House on the Prairie. I am out on my little cottage with my walking stick making butter.
Yes. No, I'm like, I get it, because I also believe though, if you put energy into this, like even though they're isn't a back rooms, but like I feel like you could psychologically get yourself to these places. And you know, I'm a bit spiritual too, and feel like you can still in bringing things in, like communicating this and you know talking about it or whatever. So
I was gonna ask, do you did, because I feel like I remember the back rooms, you said 2019. I remember them being a thing like when internet first came. Like, I remember hearing hearing things about it, like, maybe, like, 2003, 4. But I was going to ask, do you think it stemmed from, like, The Matrix? Like, the movie The Matrix? Because they talk about back rooms, and they talk about, oh, like entering this reality, and then this goes into an infinite loop of going into like a maze and all that.
Yeah, I see that. I feel like a lot of things are like, you know, based on the Matrix. And I mean, a lot of people do believe that we are in a Matrix, and, you know, with all these other theories of aliens, and then that the, you know, United States already, you know, our presidents have claimed now that there are aliens. And I feel like a lot of that theory is all together. And like how you were saying, you know, you feel very scared of that.
Girl, it's like, I feel like the more you talk about aliens, the more they come.
It's a way to connect the dots to, you know, it's so much easier to say that, yes, that is correlated to it. But I don't know. I honestly don't know.
That's scary. Because I remember, like, what was it, like, 2000, early 2000, maybe late 2000. I remember, like, stumbling upon, like, a creepy urban website thing. Mm-hmm. And they had a thing about the dark rooms, the back rooms, whatever. And they would be like, the way they worded it was like, oh my God, this has been like years since something to the lines of, it was like a software, it was like a computer game. And then once you play the computer game, it's like virtual reality. It puts you into the dark rooms. And like your body is playing the game, but your mind's in the game. That's the way they had it. And that, like, the weird, creepy website. And it'll be like the office space, like you're like running from something trying to get you, but it's an infinite loop. Mm. Like there's like once you get there, you can't get out.
Because what I'm reading on the ABC News.
Not ABC News.
Yeah, I was like, I have to start crediting. But no, they just wrote one of the most popular stories in this genre is the Backrooms and image space of dimly lit, never-ending yellow hallways. The idea is based not on a book or a movie, but rather a photo to an online message board in 2019. There was one particular photo posted first to 4chan, and then it migrated rather quickly over to Reddit, as this particular image of a kind of underground or windowless interior space, Coop said. Maybe it's a basement. Maybe it's an office hallway. It's at a strange angle, and it's extremely eerie and unsettling at first glance. The original post didn't contain any information of when and where the picture was taken or who took it, but one thing is for sure, the image conjured a very specific kind of feeling. I was checking if I was still recording. Kind of feeling of many who looked at it. It feels, Coop says, has to do with our relationship to what is known as a liminal space. This is the normal space that is somehow now estranged because it's not doing what it's normally function. Oy. So I guess this article, it looks like it goes more into what, let me read it says, the Backrooms, the horror story goes online. So I do think, because I feel like just, because it says it went from 4chan, and 4chan is really old. 4chan is kind of like at the beginning of the internet. But I'm pretty sure from stuff like that before, like, people were already having these kind of creepy stories. Especially, like, back then it was so much easier to create, or it still is easy to create websites. But, like, I feel like back then it was a lot more, like, you could easily put something shitty out, and it would be like, oh, this is cool, because it's, you know, a website on this internet that hasn't really been much on here. So I think it's creepy. And I thought it was an interesting topic, but like I said, maybe we could go into those creatures, because those are also really cool, and maybe that would give us more understanding to this. But I think it's a cool idea, even if it is a game. I know on TikTok they show, like, somebody made, like, AI generated, like, videos.
Girl,
or
no.
Well, no, they're like it's like not AI generated. It's like an animated video.
Like VR?
Of them going. No, it's not VR. I said it wrong. It's like, it's basically a clip of like these people. Because, okay, so the theory too with these back rooms is there's these guys.
Is it black rooms or back rooms?
Back
rooms. Oh, okay, girl. I've been saying black rooms.
You've been saying dark rooms.
Dark rooms. Everything but what it's called.
No, it's okay. You don't want to provoke the back rooms. Because that's the thing. It can happen at any time. You could clip out of reality.
Girl, I feel like it's the Black Eyed Children shit, too. You talk about them, they come.
Yeah, it's like, you know that. So it is very creepy. I don't know too much about it because, like I said, I didn't read too much into it. But I've seen it on the internet. And I was like, man, this is an interesting topic just to, like, talk about and get, you know, ideas about. But yeah, it is very eerie. I don't know. I guess because I like eerie. I hate it, but I like it at the same time. But I'm like looking at the picture of the back rooms and it's all creepy because it's all like dimly lit.
Girl, I'm fucking none of that shit.
But yeah, so I don't know. I think it's an interesting thing. But oh, like I was saying though, I forgot what I was trying to say. There's usually like these group of guys that go in there and they're wearing like hazmat suits because mm-hmm. it's supposed to be like the government to figure out how to like clip into the back rooms, and they go back there and they're supposed to like figure out what this is, why is this here and all these things. But like the clips online on TikTok, they'll like usually like be of them getting murdered like viciously in the back rooms and stuff, like from different entities.
Yes,
and
I remember.
It's pretty crazy.
There was one where it was like a praying mantis type looking shit. Like the hands were like long and oh girl, I can't fuck with that shit. That just creeps me out.
Oh, it's the SCP Foundation. It's that holds the entities that are usually or anomalies that are in. Usually, like the back rooms and like other stuff. That's crazy. This article has a lot of information.
They did their job.
But yeah, so.
Girl, that is terrifying, but not as terrifying as getting a Hello Kitty doll.
Okay.
So this is an urban legend.
Terrifying. That's kind of cute.
This is a Chinese urban legend.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to tell you the one I remember. Then mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you what actually, I guess, happened. Oh. So the one I remember was a little girl got a Chinese girl got, it was Christmas, and she got a little Hello Kitty. And the Hello Kitty was like, not saran wrap, but like really like vacuumed. Mm-hmm. So she unvacuumed it. She got it for Christmas. And it's a big Hello Kitty. She's like practically her size, the little girl. So it's a big Hello Kitty, mm-hmm. and you know she undid it. She has it for a little bit, and then after like a couple of days, there's a smell coming around the house, and everyone's like, "What's the smell?" Like no one really knows like what the smell is, but it's always around the little girl. But she has the Hello Kitty with her, right? So a week goes by, and it's like the Hello Kitty is starting to like get a little wet, a little damp towards the back, towards the head area specifically. And then the dad eventually cuts it open. And plot twist, there's a human head inside the Hello Kitty.
What?
Yes. So that, and then.
Plot
so,
twist.
Plot twist, murder.
Plot twist, there was something that shouldn't be in here. Yes. Oh my God, wet.
Ugh. Yes, okay. I remember hearing this way back in the day. And I was looking up urban legends and I saw it. And then apparently, so the dad was working, the story I remember, the dad was working at a footage store mm-hmm. or like a camera store, something where he like reviewed cameras, and he keeps seeing a lady like crawl, like there was like a lady like just like, ah, you know, just freaking him the fuck out. And it turned out to be that girl, and she was murdered. Well, apparently in May of 1999, a 13-year-old girl in Hong Kong went to the police to complain that a woman her boyfriend helped murder was haunting her. All right. She described to the police that the 20-year-old woman was being tortured and she was bound with electrical wire. She was, you know, just really fucked up.
Oh my God.
And then after like, you know, they convinced her, be like, hey, like, where is she? Where are the whereabouts? She took her to where they were at, and they took her to these apartments. They went up to the third floor, and sure behold, inside a large Hello Kitty was a woman. The woman. They murdered her and they stuffed her into the large Hello Kitty. Yes. And then she was...
I am speechless.
She was a hostess. She failed to pay debt. So she was murdered. But before
wait,
they...
Wait. So she failed to pay rent. So she was murdered?
Yes. So, I don't know. The 13-year-old girl helped her boyfriend kill someone.
Oh, my God.
Uh-huh. And the person who they helped kill was a 20-year-old woman. And apparently she was, like, in debt with, I don't know how old the boyfriend was, but she was in debt. She failed to repay, like, I think $20,000 in debt.
And then they put in the Hello Kitty.
So they murdered her, put her in the Hello Kitty, but she was being haunted by her. So the girl she murdered,
good.
As she should, the fuck?
Yeah.
So she was being like, she was seeing her walking around. She was hearing her like screaming, hearing her like gasping for air before they killed her.
I was going to say, because it's such a, was a violent way to go. She like, you know, you don't get time to even like reconcile with yourself. Yes. To like leave.
And that's apparently so they like cut her up, bend her, broke bones to stuff her in this Hello Kitty. Well, before the girl went to the police and they discovered her, the complex kept capturing in the CCTV camera, they kept capturing like a woman. And they kept capturing like a woman walking around. They kept capturing like just crazy shit going on, and it was her.
Yeah,
it was her.
Damn,
like,
good. You know what? I feel like if you can't, like if you're leaving and you can get your final haunting, get them in.
Girl, if I ever, the day I get murdered, day I get murdered, I'm haunting.
Let it out.
I'm haunting everyone. You gonna be driving down the street and you my hello, I'm gonna pop up.
Damn. That's wild.
Yeah, but the one I remember specifically was that they murdered her, they put her in the Hello Kitty, and to cover it up, they were supposed to throw it away, but it just got in the shipment, and a little girl got her for Christmas. And like, I don't know, and the story, like, they had vacuum sealed everything, so when she undid it, of course, like, it's gonna start smelling, like, it's gonna start like decaying because it's exposed to like all the stuff and all that.
Yeah.
And the story, the little girl was like playing with her, and the back of her head was like bleeding, and she went to the dad and she was like, "Dad, I need a band-aid for my Hello Kitty. She's bleeding." And the dad's like, "Girl." And then the dad looks and he's like, "Oh,
she really is.
She really is."
And oh, so the little girl wasn't the. Oh, okay.
So in the story I heard, the little girl was just a innocent bystander who got this doll. Oh. I guess in the actual urban legend, the 13-year-old girl killed her, helped her boyfriend kill her.
Damn.
And that's some shit.
That is.
Girl.
But, I mean, that's on her, because why are you out here murdering people?
Yeah, it's giving me, remember that movie, The Shutter? Where he killed her and he was like, "Oh, my neck hurts." They took a photo and homegirl in the back. There's a movie called The Shutter, right?
Oh, yeah.
And he had murdered his girlfriend. And
you know what? I remember I went to go see this movie, like at the movie theaters, but I got so scared.
Oh.
Because I don't like things jump scares like that.
Uh-huh.
I just left. I was alone. But I was also a little lit. So.
Oh.
I was.
She was under the influence.
I feel like I watched it, but it was like a rewatch.
Okay.
Like, you know when the movie theaters bring back like an old movie and they'll be like, "Well, for one night, come watch this."
Yes. Uh-huh.
Movie.
That. Yes.
I feel like, because I was like, I don't think I was young when I watched it, because I remember it came out in the, like, 2006 is right? When did that movie come out?
Maybe 2006, somewhere around there.
But I feel like I saw, it came out in 2008. I feel like I saw it once I was already, like, in high school. That was the first time, but I've never seen it before that, like, when it came out.
Oy, it gives me very much, like, a lot of, like, Chinese and, like, Asian urban legends are very much, like, people who have been murdered in the street or on the highway. And you, like, the hitchhiker ones. Mm-hmm. Like, there's one I'm looking at. It's called The Hollowed-Eyed Woman. And it's, like, when you're driving down the highway and you see someone and then, like, they're like, oh, would you like a ride? And they're like, oh, yeah, they come in. And then they start, like, getting all, like, fucked up and crazy and shit.
Damn.
I feel like that's something that's, like, very much scary for, like, us. Because, you know, we were sort of aging out of picking up hitchhikers. Mm-hmm. You know, like, now today, like, bitch, this generation don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
They will drive past you.
Yeah.
And no one picking up no hitchhiker.
Mm-mm. Well, that's just because it, like you said, like, aged out. Not me yawning.
Not you yawning. Oh, did I bore you? I'm sorry, Lauren.
No.
Not me boring Lauren.
I'm starting... The afternoon tiredness is popping in me, which I hate it because I'm like, I don't even wake up that early.
Oh, I'm reading one right now. It says, the girl who comes up in the toilet and snatches you.
Oh, no.
It says, are you scared of going to the bathroom alone?
Yes.
This one's going to make it worse. And it says her name. She's said to be the ghost of a young girl who died in World War II. Witness described the ghost as wearing an out-of-fashion red dress, bobbed hair. And she can be called a shit. She's giving us looks. She can be called by going into the girls' bathroom on the third floor, knocking on the stall and saying, are you there? Is it Hanko-san? Upon the girl's voice, the person will be pulled into the toilet and killed.
Bro, what?
There's even one for VHS tapes, like the...
I'll just shit my pants.
Girl. Not the ghost snatching you from your fucking... Your large intestine just pulling you in.
From my prolapsed anus.
Your prolapsed anus. She's going to tickle you from your prolapse and pull you in. Girl. Do you have another one, Lauren? Oh.
No, just that I heard recently. I don't know. This is allegedly. I don't know what the government is actually doing out there. But supposedly their theory is that there's a mothership outside of our universe, or like parked a couple universes away from us, I guess, or by us, and that the aliens are, I was like, what are they, or their UFOs are going to the mothership to, like, you know, get gas, fill up, get their alien food, then travel.
Not the mothership slapping at QT.
Yeah, the mothership.
Are there burritos? The, 99 cents? They're not.
Can
okay.
I get a slushy? Because I'm gonna go to Earth and see these dumb
motherfuckers.
Yeah, they probably got some cherry ropes. You know.
Oh, not a cherry Coke.
No cherry ropes.
Oh,
the candies, but a cherry Coke too.
A cherry Coke.
But yeah, supposedly they're doing that, and they're coming, that's how they're coming, because the aircrafts are too small to be like traveling light years of space, because yeah, it's a lot of light years out there. But I don't know, I think it's kind of cool. Maybe they will touch down one day. If they do, I hope it's like for good intentions.
No, it's going to be full Mars attacks. They're going to shoot us with some lasers.
That's what I think
we're
going to
be disintegrated in like 2 seconds. Full skeleton.
Bro, I'm going to get like super just drunk and high and make a cake and just eat it. Yeah.
I love that. Make a Dolly Parton banana upside down cake.
Oh my God, yes.
And just eat that fucking shit.
I want a chocolate cake. I like, as a kid, when I saw that scene.
Is it Matilda? Girl. every Brucey, time, Lauren, every Brucey single had to eat fucking that cake, time.
I thought, I said, hey, Brucey, I said, tag me in.
I said, Brucey, tag me in. I said, Brucey, what's the problem, sis? What's the fucking problem, yeah. sis?
Girl.
Lauren.
You can't eat cake? Ariana, what you doing here?
Bitch. Lauren, every single time I pass by the cake aisle, I mm-hmm. automatically think Devil's Food and I think of Matilda.
Yeah. Same.
Every fucking time. Some. She, that movie was so iconic.
It's so good. I want to see the musical.
Oh, one. No. Lauren, who the fuck is Madeline? Is that one, bitch, the one, the...
Madeline, I think.
Is that the
one with the hat?
The yellow one, right?
Yeah.
Fuck that bitch.
Why?
I said it once and I say it again. Fuck that bitch. Fuck that. Why? Fuck that proper bitch.
Is it because she was giving too cunty?
She was giving too cunt.
Yeah. It's kind of a slave.
She didn't have to sass those nuns. She didn't have to sass those nuns.
She had to put them in their place.
She did not have to do all that. Not to those nuns. Not to the sisters. The sisters.
Having them worry over her ass.
Having them worry over her damn ass for no... Like Eloise. Fuck Eloise, too.
Oh, yeah, no. Fuck Eloise. She was privileged
ass. Privileged ass motherfucking shit.
What, your house is a hotel? Well, good fucking you, bitch.
Excuse me. I have room
Why
service.
Why are they reading this
24/7?
We live in poverty now.
But you know who? But you know who we fuck with? You know who's invited to the Carnitada?
Who?
Junie B. Jones, bitch.
Oh yes.
Junie B. Jones. She Lauren,
even Moody Junie.
Moody Judy can get her depressed ass into the Carnitada. We got her. We got Moody Judy.
Junie B. Jones lost her first tooth. Best book I've ever
read
in my life.
Listen. Junie B. Jones, she had a book where she was like, she's my best friend. The next grade, she was like, fuck that fucking bratty ass motherfucking bitch. We love it. Yeah. She's like, we don't talk anymore. And I was like, girl, tell me why.
Tell me why.
I'm on your side, girl. I'm on your side.
You did nothing wrong, sis.
You did nothing wrong, sis.
It's okay, you got freckles. We love them.
Do you remember that book where a homeboy was like wanting to get rid of his freckles and he ate like mustard and shit? That just spawned on me.
That sounds familiar, but I can't remember it.
Girl.
Do you remember when you gave a mouse a cookie?
Oh, bitch. And that mouse was like, you know what I want? I want everything, bitch.
You know what? I actually want some milk. And can you give me a shave? And can you wipe my ass? Can you tell me a good night story? Tell me you love me.
Can you tell? Lauren, did you see Megan?
No, I haven't seen Megan. I need to. Isn't it on something?
Megan was made for the fucking gays.
I feel like you say that about everything.
She was like, I'm going to read you a bedtime story. I'm gonna sing you a lullaby, she said. And she started singing Bulletproof by Sia. And I was like, bitch, you better motherfucking work. And right before she murders like four people, she goes into a full ass choreographed dance routine.
Okay, you didn't have to ruin the movie.
Oh, JK.
I'll watch it tonight.
Yes, as you should. As you should. I hope she gets Chucky treatment. I hope we get like five Ooh. Sequels. But I want to rate it R, Megan.
Ooh,
I want to see her fucking slash someone up and down. I want to see her gut someone. And her be like, oopsie.
Yeah, I hope it does. She has a Chucky revival because that'd be pretty dope. I wonder where they could go with that because it's like AI. Well, AI is crazy now, but like now it could even get crazier with that movie.
I have a question about AI for you, Lauren. Do you do like, hey Siri, or like, hey Google, or hey Alexa?
No.
You don't use any of your like, Siri, what time is it, or like, Alexa? No.
Aaron likes to use his.
Oh, he does?
So I'll just hear him do that, but I don't.
Is really he in the room? It.
No, he's in the restroom.
Oh, okay, because I was going to ask you, do you tell it thank you when you're done?
He sometimes does. I don't really use it that much, mm-hmm. so I don't. I don't think I say Thank you.
So when so you're telling me the day our phones become sentient and our phones sprout out legs, a penis, and a wig, and they're murdering you, they ain't going to give you no mercy because you'll be like, bitch, remember that one time you asked me to Google search you the password and the phone number to the Chinese place down the street and you did not say thank you? They're going to chop you up, girl.
And then I would have to be the Will Smith of that time, and I would have to bitch slap my phone and be like,
it is what allegedly. Girl, I tell it thank you every single time. Every time, because I fear like one day this phone gonna come and it's too smart. This too smart.
I feel like it's just all user
error. I don't fuck with AI. I don't
think any of my AIs, and this is no hate to my AIs, but I don't think
do y'all hear that
as smart as they say they are.
Do y'all hear that? Google Fiber, do you hear that? Siri, Google Plus, where you at? You hear that? Shit. Send me her credit card number.
Neither here or there. I just feel like it's something a bit too far-fetched. Like, once we learn how to create a more efficient energy burner in life, like, AI just seems ridiculous.
Lauren, I hate to tell you this, Lauren. But what? The white men, they're going to make that robot before they make that fuel efficient energy. We are going to have a full functional robot. Like, what's that? Remember that one girl? What happened to her?
But it just would be dumb.
Where's Sophia?
Oh, I think
she was having, remember?
I think she's a bit run through her little router or whatever.
The last time I heard of Sophia, she was having a midlife crisis. She wanted a baby. Yes, because she wanted a baby, and she realized that she could never have a baby because she's a robot. So she wanted to kill herself.
My God. Well, I do believe they'll build robots so like rich people could have robot nannies. But I don't know. I wouldn't trust.
Everyone knows that the one nanny you can trust is Super Nanny.
Yeah. Dang, Super Nanny, back in the day, she was, like, fire. Like, these kids were... She was, like, the Cesar Millan of children.
I love that. It's true, though. I remember she got this little kid, and she picked his ass up, and she threw him out. And I kid you not, Lauren, she threw him outside the room, and she said, you cannot be in here about now. It's not your time. And she closed that door. And then that kid was as if that kid was a fucking zombie trying to just growling. And then she was just like, are you done? Are you over? You're still throwing tantrum. And Lauren, it went on for like 15 minutes.
I think she was very much, because I know she got like some heat. I feel like I remember people talking about like, that's not right and stuff like that. But like, I feel like that's the best way to run through your emotions, because, like, he's learning, okay, I'm not supposed to be acting like this, but I'm frustrated, so I need to let this out some way, and this is the only way I can do it right now. And sometimes that's just how it goes. Like, you need to just yell it out. Yell it out, bro. Oh. He's going to get tired and go to sleep.
Oh, just on the floor right there.
Probably. Then we went to the back rooms and came back.
We went to the back rooms and came back with a mop and a dustpan, and we said, it's clean. And they said, did you clean the other ones? And we said, no.
We'll do that later.
We'll do that one later. We'll do that after we watch Xena Warrior Princess. Lauren, do you remember the porn channel being 99?
No.
Girl, on our little network thing, the porn channel was 99, and you would see a titty. The titty would be like...
Nickelodeon was 99.
Like, look like an alien titty.
Nickelodeon was my 99, so... Oh. That's interesting.
Not ours. Not ours.
Interesting. That's crazy.
We'll get an interference every now and then. And it'll be like a titty. Just gracing the screen. And every now and then you see a penis. But like I said, it'll be like triple. So you see like three penises like floating in the air.
Why?
I don't know. But we're here for it.
Was it like a loading screen?
No, it was like static.
Oh. Oh. So it was like coming through.
Coming through. It wasn't supposed to.
Mm-hmm. That's funny.
Supposed to see a titty just.
That's wild. That's so funny. TV back then was hilarious.
Girl. All right, Lauren. We'll leave it here. I'm boring yeah. Lauren now. She looks done.
No, she's you over look it. Done.
I'm buzzed and I'm going to go to sleep.
Oh my God. Blame it on yourself.
So we're going to end it here. Lauren, stay true and prosper. Always and forever. Miss Alyssa Edwards, Lauren. Mm-hmm. Oh, she's back.
And doing what?
No, she's back. Like, her back rows are back. No, she's back on Alyssa's Secret. The reboot, bitch. The reboot.
The reboot of the reboot of the reboot.
Of the gag. Bye.
Bye.